Hello, and welcome back to the Keeping It Real Estate podcast with Chris Bober,
Jen Bober,
and of course, we're realtors here at Team Bober at Nebraska Realty, and our mission is to build relationships by providing a positive real estate experience to exceed our clients' expectations, and our purpose is to educate and empower our clients to serve with authentic hospitality and to provide client-first representation. Now, today, we're doing a little bit off the cuff.
Yeah.
Right?
Just excited.
We're not going to talk about a specific real estate issue or what we do. We're going to talk about who we are. So this is the This Is Us episode of the podcast, where you can get to know us a little bit in our journey as we traveled all the way back to the beginning.
Right.
Before we met, how we met, what we've been through, and then where we are today. So before we get started on that, I just want to remind everybody out there, if you're listening to this podcast, just click the subscribe button down there. If you're watching it on YouTube, right down there is the little button that helps you, the subscribe button to our channel, and then the button on there to notify you of any new episodes. And then our handle is at Team Bober on all the social media channels. We'd love you to follow us, ask questions, and we'd love to provide great information. So, okay, the This Is Real episode.
Yep, I'm excited.
Where, again, we're just going to go into it. Don't have a big plan other than just to kind of talk about how we came together. So, like, you know, kind of like our background to where we are today. So, as most of you guys know out there, we both grew up in South Omaha. You know, I went to Omaha South High School, ended up going to UNO, played football there for all 4 years, was an All-American twice, and ended up going to the NFL, playing there for 8 years. And 4 years with the New York Giants, 4 years with the Kansas City Chiefs. As you can see, we're a little more casual. And as we're filming this, the Chiefs are getting ready to play in the Super Bowl here soon. So we're kind of supporting our people down there. But yeah, so that's kind of the background of me, kind of all the way up through that. And tell them a little bit about you, about growing up.
Yeah, so I grew up in what I would call South Omaha too, but went to Gross High School. And Chris and I met at UNO when we were both going to college there. And then, you know, got married, and I was on that journey with him through those 8 years in the NFL and all of the really cool lessons and different people we got to experience and personalities and parts of the world. And anyways, I think all of our stories, everybody's story and ours, really does determine kind of who we are today and how we do business and the things that we've learned along that way. So, yeah.
Yeah, so we met in college, both at UNO. And it's kind of interesting because when I first met Jen, it was right before my junior year of college, and I was starting to get on the scene for, for football. And I remember I first met you, and I was like, hey, I'm going to go to the NFL. And you thought I was crazy, didn't you?
Well, my dad did.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, this guy thinks he's going to the NFL. Yeah. I was like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, longest odds ever. I was so blessed to experience all that.
That's crazy,
But most people look at that my football career, and I talk about, you know, my first year going to the Super Bowl, and then 4 years of the Giants starting there and then finishing up 4 years in Kansas City. But the real story to be told is how we went through that journey together.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Some of the big things that happened, like our son was born in New Jersey.
Yep.
Right. During or right after a preseason game.
Yep.
That I did not have to play or try to block Ray Lewis that night. But we had to go through that on our own, you know, in the East Coast all by ourselves. Raising our first kid, it's such a big deal. Then I'm a free agent.
We bought our first house.
Yeah.
We went through the experience of buying our first house.
Oh, yeah.
In a different part of the country and getting established and all that and a lot of lessons that came with that.
Yeah, and then, you know, we moved to Kansas City. We're way closer to family, of course. There's good and bad with that. But we did get to know so many of our, like Jen's family, a lot of them live in Kansas City. We had a lot of friends, a lot of family come down and experience that NFL journey with us. And our daughter was born there.
Yep, Hannah was born.
Okay, so we get through that NFL experience. And, you know, we kind of, before we move on from that, I guess we talk about like our takeaways from that, like what we learned. I mean, obviously going through and doing something where you're one of the best in the world at what you did. It was such a great experience. A lot of pressure.
Yeah.
A lot of pressure that we had to deal with and really brought us together.
Oh, the best thing that ever happened to us is that we had to go figure it out. And, you know, it was a unique situation because it was on a different stage than most people and couples start their life on. But it is it has been such a blessing to have gone through that and gotten through it together and stuck by each other. And, you know, just what has come from that has, and we'll get into, has been amazing. But trying to reestablish yourself in new cities and with new people and you know, expectations from the public and from mm-hmm. organizations. And, you know, it's really your job to support your husband. But there's a whole other story that a wife goes through, or a girlfriend of these professional athletes, that has its own lessons and unique experiences along the way. So, but mostly it's being there for the athlete and things like that.
Absolutely. And we were definitely navigating that together, yeah. going through all these life changes, in the middle of chaos in yeah. a lot of ways.
Yeah.
But okay, we had a great time, right? Living in Kansas City, living in New Jersey. We moved back to Omaha.
We always knew we'd come back home at some point.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Omaha's definitely home for us. And we came back here, we built a house, and we kind of get started our life here. But neither of us were really 100% sure exactly what we're going to do after football, right? Yep. Football is just this thing where, like, every year you got to make the team, mm-hmm. and it's kind of a roller coaster, and yep. then it just comes to a sudden end.
Yeah.
Right? And my career was ended with injuries, mm-hmm. Had to have a couple surgeries, went through a couple years of that. Now, me personally, I didn't know which business track I wanted to go on. I had been, you know, I finished my degree at UNO in math and engineering. I went to Harvard Business School, Kellogg School of Management. I'm like, I'm going to be a business owner. So when I got done, I said, okay, what am I going to do? I started a custom apparel business, making t-shirts, hats, embroidery, stuff like that. And it went to a point where I met a gentleman named Aaron Graham, who was, if you guys are old enough to remember when the Huskers won national championships, he was a part of that. But Aaron owned a brokerage under the Cabela's brand. Mm-hmm. And I met with him about shirts and hats. Mm-hmm. And he started telling me this fantastic profession of real estate. Mm-hmm. And that's how I got into real estate. I said, okay, I'm doing it. Mm-hmm. I went and got my license, and my first 4 years I was with under the Cabela's brand, and I sold an auction real estate, mm-hmm. farmland, residential, some if it's rural, but I sold a lot of really cool stuff over that time.
In four states?
In four different states. Yeah, I was a broker in Nebraska, Iowa, Kansas, Missouri. Mm-hmm. And kind of what happened is, you know, I got to the point where, well, Cabela's got out of the game, so we lost mm-hmm. that brand. But then I would go 6 hours in each direction to try to sell a piece of land. And at that time, our kids were coming into like their busy time. Mm-hmm. And it was just hard being away. So mm-hmm. I got into the residential game.
Yep.
Right? Now, during that time, Jen was...
Well...
It's a similar thing. Like, you know, you were a stay-at-home mom managing our life.
Yep. During the NFL years. But I had gone through and gotten all the way up to a master's level degree. You know, I went and got my master's degree as Chris was playing for the Giants and did that while we were having our first kid. But so I always had this drive for a professional life, but I was very lucky to be able to stay home with the kids mm-hmm. during the time. And, you know, in the professional sports world, you may have to pivot on a dime. And mm-hmm. so as part of supporting the athlete and the family, you really don't hold like an actual job a lot of the times, just so you can handle everything else and be CFO and COO and all the things of the family and things that need to happen. But coming back home, it was always my desire to jump into the professional world and do things. I really am fulfilled when I'm able to do that side of things. But and so we get back to Omaha, and those of you who don't know me, I can be a little spicy. And I kind of have a mind of my own. And so I really wanted to kind of forge this own professional path for myself mm-hmm. and get into the things that I got my degree in and kind of see where I could take that. And,
well, I can appreciate that as someone who, you know, you got this husband who's an NFL player
yeah.
and all the attention was on me. And she's like, well, I'm going to go do my own thing.
Yeah.
Right. And you did that.
Yeah, I did. But it eventually ended up in corporate America. And when you've kind of had some of those experiences, you come into a profession really kind of older, later in life, mm-hmm. not straight out of college. It's a little bit harder of a track to get, you know, you're at a certain age and you should probably be at a certain level, but corporate America wants to kind of start you at the bottom and you have all these experiences and it wasn't very fulfilling. I was kind of dying a slow death in a lot of ways. It was a hard thing for me. And so I don't usually give up on things, but I did leave that behind.
Here's what happened. I mean, let's just be honest here, right? So I go to the real estate world and start being successful, which is great. And when I came over to the residential side, what was Deeb Realty, and then within a year or two became Nebraska Realty.
Yeah.
I'm not selling real estate, selling houses, and I continue to tell her, I said, we should work together. Mm-hmm. And what every couple says is their first response is
everyone.
No, it won't work.
Everybody tells us that. For years they have.
Even now, as we talk about mm-hmm. working together, every single person we talked to is like, I couldn't do that with my wife. I couldn't do that with my husband.
Yeah.
And Jen thought the same thing.
I did. Well, and there was that little bit of like, well, I want to do my thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I resisted until corporate America got to be a lot. And then I just abruptly one day walked out on that. And Chris was like, finally, are you ready to consider this thing called real estate? And so we took some time, and I really just was more of an admin for mm-hmm. you, for his team at the time, Team Bober at the time. He had other agents, and just helping from behind the scenes. But it took me like a second to realize that I need to be licensed. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go out and do this. Like, it just, it was pretty exciting.
Yeah, and that, there's a little transition there as we kind of continue to evolve like throughout our life. Before Jen had gotten licensed, I did have other agents with me. That mm-hmm. was where Team Bober was originated. And what we come to realize is that Jen and I working together as a team is where we preferred to be, rather than having a bunch of other agents. It just didn't yeah. work for us like
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
We were way more productive
mm-hmm.
and we just fit when it comes to serving our clients. And so we just, Team Bober became, instead of Chris Bober with everyone else, it became Chris and Jen Bober.
Yeah.
And so we got into the real estate world. We started doing it together. And we think a lot about our messaging mm-hmm. and how we want to present ourselves to other people. So what we kind of came up with, and Jen is someone who, you know, if you look to hear about the story of us, we're very involved in our faith, very involved mm-hmm. in our parish, St. Patrick's on Elkhorn, along with, of course, South Omaha mm-hmm. and all that stuff.
Yep.
But Jen went through a course, and they basically were trying to discover what are your charisms, which is your strengths. Yeah. And her biggest one was hospitality, right? And what part of our mission is to serve with authentic hospitality.
Yeah.
We're powered by age, authentic hospitality.
Yeah.
Tell me about hospitality and what it means yeah. to you and how you came to that.
Yeah. Boy, that was incredible. When you kind of figure out what your God-given talent is in a lot of ways. And again, it was a whole process and a really great program, but hospitality isn't probably what most people, I mean, it is, but it isn't just what most people think. It isn't just like, oh, I throw dinner parties and I have people in my house and whatever, and I'm comfortable with that, which is true, but it's so much deeper than that. It's more about you, for whatever reason, people are comfortable sharing things they wouldn't normally share with other people. You are able to make people feel comfortable in any environment and that type of thing. And so it really, the light bulb went on for me when I learned that, because I was seeing that and not understanding what it was. And so, you know, like, I'm here every single day at Nebraska Realty in my office, and I am just so lucky to get so many people and clients and agents and things in and out of my office and able to help them. And then truly kind of live out what mm-hmm. my talent was. But when Chris and I looked at that as it relates to our business, we were like, oh, yeah, like, that's important. When you're working with someone and it's their biggest investment, buying or selling, it is a really big deal. And it is our job to educate, inform, do all the things that people think we do. But it's really our job to make sure they feel like they trust us and they're comfortable in that environment.
Mm-hmm.
And so I could really apply what's more natural to me
mm-hmm.
in the real estate world, which has been really fun.
Oh yeah, you talk about a game changer is having Jen with me and doing this. Now, remember, I sold real estate without you for
right?
a while.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can be hospitable. Yeah. I can have hospitality. It's just not a natural gift for me like mm-hmm. it is with you. So we talk about authentic hospitality. That authenticity is a big part of our brand and a part of who we are as well.
Yeah.
And where that really shows up in our business is that we have made a choice to really work by referral, mm-hmm. right? What that means is we really work with people who know us or are referred to us. That's where almost 100% of our business comes through. And in doing that, what we've chosen to do is to invest in the relationships in our life,
mm-hmm.
to educate them, to empower them. But we have a stronger bond with our clients than most, because there are a lot of times people we work with are people who have been referred to us by people we've worked with.
Right.
And
right.
in order to do that, we have to be very authentic in what we do,
yeah.
right? We really work hard not to hide and try to sugarcoat things.
Mm-hmm.
We are very open up front. We want transparency in everything we do.
Mm-hmm.
And any clients who work with us, they'll say that our mission is to be transparent. We want you to understand everything that's going on.
Yeah.
We want to help you. We want to serve you. And that authenticity is a really big deal for us. We're not cheesy salespeople that come in there and promise you this and do that, and we're all polished up and
right.
that kind of stuff. We're just very...
We just are who we are. And I think what I didn't realize that nobody ever told me when I was getting into the business was it's really special, because when you work in real estate, you are working with people. Yes, it's their biggest investment. Typically, that's obvious. But it's births. Mm-hmm. It's marriages. It's death. It's divorces. There are real life things going on when you're working with someone in a real estate transaction, and that takes a really authentic level of care.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you mm-hmm. cannot not take that seriously. And so that just makes me love what I do all the more,
mm-hmm.
because people are like letting us into those spaces, and we take that very serious to, you know, meet them where they're at and things like that.
And so, the beautiful part about that, like Father Tom over at St. Pat's calls it the holy moments
yeah.
in life. We get to be around people in these holy moments that are often tied to real estate transactions.
Yeah.
But the beautiful part in doing that is that's our focus.
Yeah.
Right. And because of that, our business continues to grow, because when you connect with people like that and serve them mm-hmm. in those moments, they're more than willing to refer you to their mm-hmm. friends and family.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we continue to grow. It allows us to really hone in and focus and be at the table and be available for them and not have to worry about the next piece of business is coming, because our clients will send us business.
Mm-hmm.
It's huge. It is why we work that way. It's a big part of what we do, but we can't fake it. We got to really, truly be in those relationships.
Well, and what people don't always know, and there's a million stories behind this, and we have got some powerful ones of our own, but if you truly do focus every single day as your client being your priority, there are days we're going to fall on the sword
mm-hmm.
and we're going to lose and we're going to have to take the hit that doesn't really serve our family,
mm-hmm.
but that's okay, because that's what we do and that's what's important. And you should always be working with an agent that you know they're going to go to bat for you and do the right thing for you first. And I think all of the real estate agents in our, you know, out there are individual business owners, you know, and so aligning yourself with a really good brokerage matters. And that is also how Nebraska Realty operates,
mm-hmm.
is a client first, agent first. And I mean, I sit in the meetings and things and I listen to our ownership talk about, you know, XYZ real estate companies doing this, but we're not going to do that, because does that really put your client first? And it doesn't. And so it always goes back to, that's the question you ask,
mm-hmm.
both, you know, in our business and then from a brokerage perspective, it's great to be a part of someone that is aligned in that way.
Yeah, so as we do this, let's talk a little bit about how we work together.
Oh, yeah.
Right? We're kind of the
yin. We have different talents.
The yin and the yang
yep,
of this.
Sure.
You know, so for my side of it, having a math and engineering degree, I'm very black and white, right? I like to analyze things.
Yeah.
I like numbers.
Ugh.
I like systems and yeah. things like that. And of course, when someone wants to buy or sell a house, that's a very important part of it.
Oh,
the financing.
Yeah.
Understanding the market, the value, and then of course I like the marketing side of it as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of stay in that lane, and that's something that I think has a ton of value.
Mm-hmm.
But Jenna on the other side, I call her the sunshine, right? Because she's a much better listener than I am. She's a great communicator, and those are very important pieces that, again, I can kind of get through, but it's mm-hmm. just not my talent. So
yeah.
together,
yeah.
we kind of, while we can both do any of what
either
we do,
side.
We kind of try to stay in our lane
yeah.
and then serve our clients in that manner.
Yeah.
So while I am the person who's doing a lot of the math and the
analysis,
that
mm-hmm.
so much of what pulls it together is your hospitality.
Mm-hmm.
So talk about, you know, when we go to help someone buy or sell, Jen is definitely the point person because she's
yeah.
the communicator.
Yep. So I become the point person, taking the calls, going out and meeting with them, and just making sure that, to the best of our ability, they're feeling like they're secure in what's going on with their situation.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's big, and that all comes down to communication. And so, you know, even if there isn't something to report on the situation, touching base with them, hey, how are you? Has anything changed? Here's where we're at in the process. And just making sure to be a good listener,
mm-hmm.
Because there are specific motivations usually when it comes to buying and selling real estate, and those vary for every client. And so you have to be a really good listener so that, you know, you are getting to the heart of what's important to them, and then you're making that your most important priority.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's part of what's fun about it, is every situation is unique, which is part of what I like. It's never the same.
And when we go into a situation of working with a client, that's the thing we want to establish first.
Yeah.
Is to get to know them, to truly understand their motivations.
Yep.
Sometimes it's money, sometimes it's time, sometimes mm-hmm. it's location, mm-hmm. whatever it is. Our job is to learn that so we can best serve them. Mm-hmm. And then we kind of go to work and doing that. The other thing Jen helps a lot with is, as you can imagine, like I'm a contract guy, right? I can tell you what every word in the contract means. Mm-hmm. But Jen is the person that once a contract's under a property's under contract, there's a lot of steps to be done. The inspections, mm-hmm. the appraisals, mm-hmm. all of those things. And Jen wrangles those cats and herds them up and makes sure that those get done. And that allows me to do what I do and she does what she does. And it's been a great system for us.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, all of those, being a real estate agent is you have to wear so many hats. And I am so lucky every day. I feel like we wake up and we get to share those roles and lean into what we're strong at. Not everybody gets to do that. And so, but I do think that translates into value for our client. You know, they're getting two perspectives, two sets of strengths and things like that. And so I've always appreciated that. I think I always think about like if I had to do it on my own, you know, I mean, I could, but I don't want to.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, you look back to like all of like kind of our journey and our story and the places we've been and the things that we've done. And, you know, we've definitely at a young age were put into situations where it was like a sink or swim, mm-hmm. you know, being away from everything, you know, new personalities, new cities, lots of personalities. But I always think back how much that prepared me for dealing with all of the people you deal with in real estate. There are so many personalities. At one, almost every real estate transaction involves probably 8 to 9 different people in that one situation. And so you've got a lot of personalities, and being able to work with people and respect people and not take things personally, I really learned that mm-hmm. back at the New York Giants, mm-hmm. you know, and dealing with people and situations. But, you know, also during that time, we were strongly encouraged as players' wives to go through something called life skills. I lean on that all the time, not getting emotional in confrontational situations and like just all of the things that go into like a successful negotiation or communication. I'm still pulling from that mm-hmm. all those years ago. You know, and so it's just, I'm just super grateful.
Yeah, I know being a realtor is kind of like being an NFL player, right? It is sink or swim.
Yeah.
Right? Because nothing's guaranteed.
Nope.
Right? We have to make a living by helping people buy and sell houses, mm-hmm. but we don't get paid a salary. Yeah. Right? In the NFL, I had to make the team every year. And I could have been cut at any time for a variety of reasons that are outside of our control. So being an NFL couple has helped us definitely be a realtor couple because we face a lot of the same challenges. We're mm-hmm. always looking at that next challenge, that next client and stuff like that, and that's why it's really important that we do business this way so that mm-hmm. we continue to get business. And that's why we really appreciate it. We wanted to share our story here today mm-hmm. Because we know that people out there want to work with people they like, that they trust, that they know what they we want to be authentic in who we are. And for some people it doesn't work, but and for a lot of people it does.
New year, new chapter, right?
Yeah.
So pretty strategically, I would say.
Yeah.
There was a lot of thought. Well, Chris and I just don't knee-jerk react. There's a lot of thought that goes into a lot of our decisions, big and small, every day. But, you know, when Chris was encouraging me to think about real estate and back then was also a time where we wanted to be really strategic about earning a living, but also being there for our kids.
Yeah.
And so that allowed us to, you know, be the Girl Scout mom, be the Boy Scout leader, like, you know, do the coaching. Chris coached and things and all of the things because our kids had to come first. And so we did that, and wasn't always easy.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of demands, and there was very little sleep and mm-hmm. whatever.
Shuffling around.
A lot of moving parts. But we're now entering a phase that's pretty exciting where our kids have left the nest. They're mm-hmm. out building their own lives and their own dreams, and we love watching that. But 2025 is exciting because we get to be in real estate in a way we've never been mm-hmm. that really is gonna look a little bit different for us behind the scenes, which is super exciting. I mean, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, we could definitely hone in on our business a lot more.
Yeah.
Because we don't have the distraction of having to mm-hmm. be at this football game, or we didn't have to get someone a ride here, or pick them up after school and things like that. So we're excited to kind of lean into our business more, mm-hmm. and that just gives us more opportunity to serve more people.
Yeah.
Right. So if you're listening or watching this, we're ready.
Right? Yeah.
We're ready to do that. Now, we obviously still have things in our life that are important. If you follow us on social media, you see football is such a big part of our life. I still coach football, right? Yep. I coach high school football. I train offensive linemen. We're very involved within our community in South Omaha. We're involved with our church at St. Patrick's. So we definitely lead very full lives, but we have are at the season of our life where we can really hone in our real estate business. So we're looking forward to bigger and better things this year and going forward. And, you know, like I said, today we just wanted to share our story, wanted to share who we are. And we just, if you want to know more, right? Or if you think maybe you or someone you know could be in need of our services, right? Obviously it's real estate, but what we really do is create relationships and help serve people through that. And the real estate is just kind of part of what we do, not the why we do it or how we do it. Yeah. So we just encourage you to follow us. And if you have any questions, you know, our website is teambober.com. On all the social medias, again, be sure to click the subscribe button. Our handle is Team Bober, and we're always out there doing that. And we look forward to serving more and more people this year and being a part of your lives and through those holy moments in life and helping you get those real estate goals done.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for anybody who takes the time to watch this. And we're kind of an open book, so reach out anytime.
Yeah, we love it.